Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Not only is McDonald's crispy 20-piece chicken McNuggets only $5, but they're dropping
new heat.
Introducing the limited edition Sriracha Mac Sauce for those who like to turn it up. Get a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for $5 to dip into our spicy Sriracha Mac Sauce. You'll love it so much, you'll want to try it on our new signature Sriracha Sandwich.
Woo! It's lit!
At McDonald's. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any...
We go to the third inning. 1-1 our score. Mountain Home and Jasper, Indiana. Top of the order here for the Blue Storm, and Beckham takes the first pitch for a call strike. 13 innings without a hit for Mountain Home. Of course, there were no hit last night. They had two hits in the first inning of the first night, none the rest of those six innings, then none last night, none so far here today. Beckham with a little blooper towards third base, and catch is made there by Heichel Beck. First out of the inning, and Ellison takes the first pitch. 1-0 the count. Hits this one in the air, foul, left side, and it's going to get out of play. 1-1 to Ellison. Jordan wastes a bat next here for Mountain Home. Blue Storm with a run in the top of the second. Jasper absent, answers with a run in the bottom. That pitch is taken just inside. 2-1 the count to Ellison. The 2-1 into left field, and that's going to fall. Neil didn't call that one right there. Ellison around first. He for second, and he will reach with a double. The 13 hitless streak is over now for Mountain Home. It's a double by Ellison. That brings Trent Jordan to the plate. Jordan bats from the left side. Here's the pitch to Jordan. Misses high, outside, ball one. Stockton wastes a bat next here for Mountain Home. Next pitch to Jordan. Ground ball right side. The second baseman has it. The play to first is in time. It advances the runner Ellison over to third. He's there with two outs. And Lawson Stockton will come to the plate. Stockton 0-1 with the ground out back in the first. Let's see if he can pick up Ellison over at third with two outs. Ground ball, left side, deep in the hole. The shortstop, Hinkie Hand, the throw to first. Nah, pulls the first baseman. The runner is safe. The run scores. It's 2-1, Mountain Home. It's going to be a base hit for Stockton. He picks up the RBI. It was deep in the hole. Hinkie had to get there, plant himself, and make the throw, and it pulled the first baseman Johnson off the bag. So an RBI for Stockton. Here's the throw to first. It's going to skip past the for second, and he will stop there. An error.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We seem to be having some technical issues. We'll get you back to the game in just a moment. You're listening to Blue Storm Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-Year-Old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
All right, apologize for the difficulties with our cell service while we're away. Brett Manus gets hit by a pitch. So Stockton stands at second, Manus at first, and Dodge Harris at the plate. Stockton's running. The throw to third is not in time. So a stolen base for Stockton. Runners at the corners now for Mountain Home. Two down, one run in. Dodge Harris at the plate. Now Morton steps off. Now he's back up on the hill. He's ready to work. Runners at the corners. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that one got the umpire. It was a foul ball. I came back and got the umpire, like right in the left elbow. So 1-1 the count. Ellison with a one-out double here in this third inning. Moved to third on the ground out by Jordan and scored on the infield single by Lawson Stockton. Stockton moved to second on the errant pickoff throw by the pitcher Morton. Brett Manus was hit by a pitch. Stockton stole third. So that's where we are right now. It's first and third. Runners at first and third, and two outs, and 1-1 the count on Harris. They are looking to get maybe a little ice for the umpire here. So while they tend to him, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're in the top of the third inning. It's 2-1, Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series here on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.
Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Well, that foul ball by Harris caught the umpire in his left arm. They've got it taped up. Must have been bleeding, so they've got him taped up. He's good to go. 1-1 the count on Harris. Runners at the corners here for Mountain Home. Morton set the pitch. Manus is running. The throw is cut off. Here's the runner trying to score from third, and he's safe. And a throwing error is going to enable Manus to move over to third. It's 3-1 Mountain Home. Well, the throw, the second baseman cut off in front of the bag, and Stockton's trying to score from third, and the throw bounces up there. So it's now a 3-1 ball game, and Manus winds up at third. And Harris pops this one up. Morton makes the catch. But a good inning for Mountain Home as they push two across the plate. A couple of hits, and an error that inning as well. We head to the bottom of the third, Mountain Home 3, Jasper, Indiana 1. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7373 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7373.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Mountain Home with a 3-1 lead over Jasper. Jasper with the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here in this third inning. Albrain at the plate. First pitch was a ball. Albrain, Hinkie, and Ernie this inning. I should say Foley this inning for Jasper. Next pitch misses low. Two and zero to Albrand. Grounded out back in the first inning. Next pitch from Jordan. There's a strike on the outside corner. Two and one now. Jordan said again. The pitch is foul left side. Out of play. That's three and two the count. I thought I missed one of those pitches early on. 3-2 the count to Albrand with Hinkie and Foley to follow. This one's foul back out of play. Mountain Home and Jasper both scoreless in the first. Each team scored one in the second. And Mountain Home with two here in the third inning. The 3-2 hit into the air on the infield. Ellison, the shortstop, calls for it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So one down, and Ben Hinkie of the shortstop comes to the plate. Singled and was stranded back in the first. Has one of two hits for Jasper this evening. Jordan with the fastball outside, misses for ball one. Looks into Rickman, gets it. Misses outside with the next pitch. 2-0 to Hinkie with Foley to follow here in this third inning for Jasper. Talked about early on, this is the other than the host team and the North Arkansas State Champs Tri-County, this is the closest team travel-wise to Mountain Home. 424 miles from Jasper to Mountain Home. Talking to their coach, Craig Johnson, before the game, he said, it was a bad trip to the last 150 miles. It's a little hilly, a little curvy, he said. Next pitch to Hinkie misses outside. We're 3-1 now. on the Jasper shortstop. 3-1 pitch. Gets the strike on the outside corner. Hickey thought he had ball four. He was ready to trot to first. The umpire, just like last night, very generous on that outside corner. Here's the 3-2. Hit in the air, right side, shallow right field. Moving in is Beckham, and he drops it in right field. The second baseman, Harris, got out there right up next to him, and I don't know, Beckham thought maybe that was going to be taken by Harrison. It's going to wind up being an error, and Hinkey stands on first base. So Foley, the cleanup hitter, coming to the plate now for Jasper. Connor Foley, the left fielder. Big curveball from Trent Jordan. Misses for ball one. Jordan set. He'll throw to first. Leisurely throw to first. Runner dives back in safely. Hinkey. Boy, another great crowd turned out tonight here at McLean Family Park. Crowds have been great for all three of the Mountain Home games so far. There's a fastball low and outside. Good job by Rickman to slide out and make the catch and time call. Tom Jordan, the manager, wants to come out and talk to his pitcher. First trip to the mound he's made this evening. Earlier today, it was Atlantic Shore, New Jersey, defeating Bismarck, North Dakota, 9-3. Tri-Valley, California, a 10-0 winner over Belgrade, Montana. Eagle Pass, Texas, defeats Tri-County, Arkansas, 4-1. That Atlantic Shore team, that's one I've talked about in earlier broadcast, ones to really watch. They outscored their opponents in the regional tournament. That's where, of course, you get all your state champs together. They outscored their opponents 64-5 in the regional tournament. They are 2-0 so far in this tournament. Atlantic Shore, a 12-5 winner over this Jasper team. They beat Bismarck today 9-3. All right, 2-0 count on Foley. Jordan is set, and the pitch is high for ball three. Three and zero now to Foley with Hinkey running at first. Jordan set, throws to first. Runner back in time. Foley up there with a 3-0 count. We'll see if they want to let him have a chance to hit. Clean up hitter. Doesn't matter. Pitch was high. Ball four. So runners at first and second now for Jasper. Isaac Day, the center fielder, comes to the plate. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the second inning. Has good speed, the five-hole hitter. Runners at first and second. One out. And that pitch is inside for ball one. Jordan set again. That delivery misses inside. It's ball two, and that's six straight out of the zone from Jordan. Trent pitched Thursday night, started for the Blue Storm, and went 4 2/3 innings. Pitched very well. Here's the 2-0. Foul. It's back out of play. 2-1. Catcher Giesler waiting to bat next here for Jasper in this third inning. 3-1, Mountain Home with the lead, but Jasper threatening here in the bottom of the third with runners at first and second and one down. Jordan set, he'll bring the pitch home. Took a long look at that runner at second. The pitch is outside for ball three. It's 3-1. Go, Here's the 3-1. Called strike. Day had already thrown his bat back to the dugout and run towards first. That's one of those outside strikes. This umpire's been calling all night. 3-2 the count today. Jordan Ruddy with that payoff pitch. Hits it in the air into shallow right field. This could drop, and it does. Beckham picks him up, gets it back in quickly, and holds the runner at third, so the bases are loaded here for Jasper. We've got Hinkie at third, Foley at second, Day at first. That's the third hit of the game for Jasper. And Trent Jordan trying to work himself out of a jam here in the third. Bases loaded, one out. Ian Giesler, the catcher, at the plate. Here's the first pitch. It's foul, back out of play, right side. Strike one to Giesler. Johnson waits to bat next here for Jasper. I'll play normal depth up the middle. The corners, at least the first baseman's in. The third baseman's even with the bag. There's a curveball that misses. And you can hear the Mount Home fans. They wanted that call, didn't get it. 1-1 the count to Giesler. Jordan set again. Big swing and a miss for strike two. Center fielder from Mount Home Stockton shading towards right field. He's been playing over in left field tonight, but he's shading towards right. There's a huge gap in left center. Pitcher Jordan wheels towards second. Nothing's, no throw. Nobody was there, but he gets runner Foley to take a few steps back towards the bag. Jordan set again. Next pitch. Misses. Low and outside. It's ball two. 2-2 now to Giesler. Jordan set again that 2-2. Ground ball, right side, and it's a foul ball. First baseman Jones picked it up and had just gone foul. So we'll do it again here. Three-one, Mountain Home with the lead. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Jasper, Indiana with the bases loaded. One out. 2-2 count on their catcher, Ian Giesler, the six-hole hitter. Next one from Trent Jordan. Hit up the middle, over the shortstop's head. That's a base hit. One run will score. Stockton bobbles into the outfield. Here comes the second runner towards the plate. He will score. And we're tied at three. A two-run double for Giesler. Guess that technically a single. He moves to second on the throw to the plate. So a two-run single for Giesler, and we're tied at three now. Ball one to Johnson, 1-0 the count. Runners at second and third here for Jasper. They've tied it up. This ball's hit into center field. It may drop. Stockton makes the diving catch on his knees, but it's going to be deep enough for a sacrifice fly. It scores the run, and Jasper has taken the lead. Johnson drives in the run with the sacrifice fly. Nice catch by Stockton in the outfield, diving on his knees to come up with it. But the run scores. Three runs across the plate here in this third inning for Jasper, and they now lead Mountain Home 4-3. This one's hit into the second base area, and the shortstop Ellison makes the catch on the pop-up by Ernie. Well, a big inning for Jasper. They come up with three runs, and they have taken the lead. It's now 4-3. Jasper leading Mountain Home. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.